It's our SME special feature. Today we speak to an entrepreneur who set up an online-based skin and beauty products business. Her tagline is Beauty Inspired by Diversity. Well, to find out more about her brand, I'm joined now on the line by Nomfundo Njibe. She's the founder of Chick Cosmetics. Thank you so much for joining us, Nomfundo. So chickcosmetics.com, what's your skin and beauty offering and what differentiates your products from a whole load of different skincare and products out there already?
Hi, thank you for having me. Chick Cosmetics is a skin care and color cosmetics brand that is targeted at younger generations, your millennials as well as your Gen Z. We offer your eyeshadows, your makeup tools, as well as serums. I feel like what is making us different from other brands that are there is because we believe in beauty for all. We want to give people the opportunity to express themselves. We want to be the brand that redefines how young people see beauty today. And the beauty has no race, and beauty has no race and no gender. By involving diversity as well as inclusivity, inclusivity as well as diversity has become the norm among young people, which is why we're looking to making it part of our brand DNA from the beginning.
Sounds good. Now, in terms of the ingredients, people are very fussy these days about what goes into their skin. What are your products based with?
Okay, our ingredients, we use clean ingredients, non-toxic ingredients, because a lot of young people now are very, very cautious on what they put on their products. So we focus more on clean, cruelty-free, as well as vegan products.
So have you always done entrepreneurial kind of things? What led you to set up this business?
Not at all. It's actually a very funny story. It all started with a lost makeup bag. During a short stay abroad, I happened to shop for new beauty essentials, and I was intrigued by the selection of retailers selling affordable products from indie brands, and it was brands that are all you see on social media platforms.
Yes.
I knew immediately that I wanted to be part of this industry, and from there, Chick Cosmetics was born.
Simple as that. So from a price perspective, would you say that you're fairly competitive because that is an issue?
Yes, I do believe we're fairly competitive because most of the products that we offer are products that not a lot of beauty brands have in South Africa. Products, as I said, that these indie brands that have always taken a page from international beauty brands. And when you are buying them abroad, they're very expensive. But since we are a local company, we offer affordable prices to our consumers.
So being an online business, what sort of traction have you had? And also, how long have you had this business for? What sort of traction have you had? Is it quite difficult to draw people in?
It's not really difficult. We've been on this platform for 2 years with over 90,000 followers across our social media platforms. And it has helped us attract a lot of consumers. We get a lot of followers through people that purchase online. They post their experiences, and maybe their friends would also want to try the products. And we've also had being approached by a lot of distinguished companies that are willing to work with us, companies that found us on social media. So e-commerce is really a great platform to scale your business in this era.
Yes. The coronavirus has sort of shifted some people's direction or businesses' direction towards a more digital type of presence. Have you experienced a bit more demand during the coronavirus pandemic? Because, you know, people are somewhat restricted. We're all being encouraged to rather stay at home than move around.
Oh, yes, we have. But when the pandemic took place, it was a very big challenge for us because we were in the middle of production. It happened in March. And we had to shut down everything. And everything was sold out for a long time because everyone saw a spike in online sales. But then it sold out like a week after the shutdown. That wasn't our case because we had nothing to offer at the moment. We kept our audience online engaged with informative context about COVID-19, stress relief activities such as yoga. We partner up with content creators, home beauty tutorials with some of our admins. Not just launch products. We launched a new collection on the 10th of July, which really created a great anticipation for the Skin Bar collection. We finally launched on level 3, and on launch day, we had over 35,000 people on our website at midnight waiting for the online store to open. It has been very overwhelming.
Wow. I think what you just mentioned now is quite critical for people who run businesses, that at the point that you could no longer service your customers, you still engage with them. You still talk to them, which is critical, because can you imagine if you had decided just to say, well, we'll wait until we open and not talk to them?
Yes, it's very important to engage with your customers. Social media, it helps you reach a larger audience where you can engage with your customers, and this really, really attracts more new customers, which is great for business.
So, Nomfundo, one last question. What keeps you motivated to get up every day and get your job done, and what ambitions do you have for the business future growth, especially because it's an online-based platform, which means you can reach anybody?
So what keeps me motivated is that I love doing what I do. It's seeing all the customers on the social media platforms unboxing when they receive the product that they bought from my store. It's really a good feeling for the brand, for myself. I'd like to see the brand grow within the country, South Africa, and across the African continent, and maybe one day international.
Hmm. And then one last thing, have you created many jobs with it?
Yes, I do. I outsource a lot of people, contractual jobs, obviously, because I deal with limited edition collection. I hire makeup artists, your photographers, the models. Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, I get extra hands with the packing, as well as dispatching of orders. Hopefully, one day I'll have permanent staff.
That would be great. Nomfundo, all the very best in your endeavor. Thank you so much for talking to us and sharing your journey. That was Nomfundo Njibe. She's the founder of Chick Cosmetics.